Hey Ridley, you got any Beemans?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, you know your line is yeah, I think I got a stick.
What movie is this?
It's Real Life, man.
Real Life from what?
Well, it's from the movie. Okay, fair enough.
What movie?
The Right Stuff.
Oh, I don't think I've seen it.
Well, the day we're recording right now is October 14th. That's the day Chuck Yeager broke the sound barrier.
Oh, okay. And The Right Stuff, is that with Tom Cruise?
Let's just do the show, man. I can't believe I can't believe you asked that. Hello and welcome to episode 302 of the Two Hosers Photo Show. My name is Alan in Tübingen, Germany. With me as always is...
Adam in Vancouver, British Columbia.
Canada. It's in Canada.
Canada, yeah.
A lot of our listeners were wondering if you lived in Vancouver, Washington, but no.
Okay, now they know. Canada, yeah.
Tidbit for the kids. Used to live in Yakima, but... got out of there.
That was after I moved from Moose Jaw.
Have we talked about the most Canadian sounding city? Have we talked about that on the show?
I don't think so directly, but doesn't it have to be Moose Jaw?
Moose Jaw's up there, Thunder Bay.
I like Thunder Bay. You know what is the most Canadian sounding city name that's not in Canada?
What's that?
In Oregon, there's a city named Beaverton. Beaverton, Oregon.
Isn't that where Nike is?
I think so. I think that is where Nike is.
Yeah. There's
Beaverton. Come on, Canada. I should have snapped that one out.
There's a part of Los Angeles called La Canada. La Canada.
How is it spelled?
La Canada. Like the Canada.
Really?
Well, there's a Sadia in there somewhere, though.
Oh, okay.
Moose Jaw, Medicine Hat.
Yeah, that's a good one too.
Thunder Bay. Which is the most Canadian sounding? That's what we want to hear from you.
There is a Kanata in Ottawa.
Right.
Or just outside of Ottawa.
Kanata.
Yeah. They got really creative. They're like, what sounds like Canada?
If you want to do a write-in on what you think is the most Canadian sounding, I mean, Guelph, maybe.
There's talk about changing. Have you heard this talk about them changing the name of British Columbia?
No.
Okay. Well, we don't have to discuss it.
No, I want to know now. What is this? Is this something new that was just added?
Yeah, well, like they changed like the Queen Charlotte Islands to Haida Gwaii.
Okay.
And so now
they didn't. I mean, they did technically, but we still call Rogers Centre
GM Place.
GM Place. It still happens.
Yeah. Yeah. But no, that's something that's recently come up in news is the British Columbia being changed to
what?
I don't know. Something.
If there's a six in the title, I don't want to use it.
Okay.
I think Squamish has a seven. No joke. If you drive up to Whistler and you drove through Squamish, I think that the actual spelling has a seven. If you look at the road sign, there's a seven on there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
Well, yeah.
Here we are.
In the weeds.
Another fast start to the Two Hosers Photo Show.
Amazon. Click through our site. People know it.
Yeah.
People are doing it. Do we have to remind them every week? I don't know. I like to remind everybody.
Have you bought anything?
I bought something yesterday. I'm sitting there just hitting refresh, waiting for it to show up.
Okay.
The bed showed up. I told you last week I bought my daughter a new bed. Very exciting.
Mm-hmm.
So that showed up. It's good. The end. But I bought a new, a little, how do you describe it? Like an audio recorder that is essentially like a little module that clicks onto your, it just basically clicks onto whatever XLR output you have.
Okay.
So for me, Tascam makes it. I basically want to click it onto my ME66, my little mini shotgun mic. So you can put on a boom pole. and the little, this just a little lightweight recorder that's right on the mic. There's no cord to run, no nothing. You just click it on there, and you can record with a boom mic. Boom. Easy peasy.
Nice.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of the kind of thing I've wanted for a long time. And I've always been, you know, at the beginning, used to always shoot with my XL1, and you have to, you know, hardwire that mic into the XL1. And then sometimes where I'd wire it up to my... Do you care? You don't care.
No, I stopped listening.
Wondering, wait a second, nobody wants to find out that you wire it to your mic, your wireless mics. So, point being is Tascam makes a lav version of this where you can basically, rather than have a wireless mic, which I hate using wireless. They are like they're nice, but they're not great. I can't stand them.
Okay.
And so basically, I've always kind of wanted the pack itself that you click onto your belt, your beard, you know, the back of your pants, to just be the recorder.
Okay.
Why not? And then you have, you know, your lav mic you can hide and off and running. And for some reason, it wasn't for sale in America. They had them here in Europe, pretty expensive. Just announced them in Canada, in North America. So I debated buying that one or just go with the boom mic. So I went with the boom mic one.
Okay. Well, glad we got to the bottom of that.
I've bored myself.
Okay. Here, I have something that I kind of want to buy, but I haven't bought yet. Just off the top of my head. Mm-hmm. I think last year, maybe a year and a half ago, I bought a green screen, like a fabric green screen for photo shooting.
Right.
And not so much for video, but more for photos, and love it. It's sort of a 10-foot wide, so it works perfect on the background stand. And where I love it, and I think you'll appreciate this, is you know what a colossal pain in the rear end it is to set up a 10-foot paper roll, like just in terms of getting it on the stand even, right?
Yes, I do.
Like it's a two-person job. It can be done as one person, but it's pretty challenging.
Look, I'm not going to one-up you, but I've only done it as a one person.
Yeah, and I've done it several times as one person. I don't like to do it as
I
one
hate
person.
It.
If there's anyone in the vicinity, like even a child, I will happily take their assistance. But the fabric backdrop is so simple to set up, and it just even in terms of time, like with the paper roll, often you know I tape it to the floor, especially if I'm going to get you know multiple people coming on and off, and I don't want it moved around and whatnot. So mm-hmm. there's a lot more involved in setting up a paper roll, which again you get great results and the seamless really kind of works for some things. But
however, how often do you seamless it?
Exactly, not that often. And the fabric is much simpler, especially with green screen. Like you don't have to worry about the tiny little creases. But where I'm heading with this is, I think I'm going to pick up. Like I don't have any black paper. Mm-hmm. I had a dark gray paper, and I didn't really use it as a seamless very often. It was more just as a dark backdrop. And so I think I'm going to pick up. They're usually, I mean, on Amazon, you can find $50 or $60 sort of 10-foot by 12-foot fabric backdrops, and they have the little sewn in kind of like sleeve at the top that just slides over the roll, so mm-hmm. it makes setting it up really easy. And I'm just thinking for black, I mean, really all I want is something really dark that I can drop off to black anyways, and so I don't care if it's paper versus fabric. Like sometimes you just mm-hmm. really want that dark, moody, into darkness shot, and so I'm not thinking of using this really as a seamless at all, just purely as a really nice kind of dark backdrop. And so I think that's the next thing I'm gonna pull the trigger on, and get myself black muslin. I don't even know if you'd call it a muslin, just a fabric.
They call it black muslin. Back. Yeah,
they call it that, but I think of one. Muslin as kind of a different sort of texture.
I think it's like cotton.
Okay.
I don't right. know.
You have one. You have a cotton.
I have one. I bought it. It was about $20.
There you go.
On Amazon. Bought it a year ago. Have used it a couple of times. Haven't ironed it yet, though. When you first get it, you have to iron it.
Okay.
Because it comes all folded up in a square. And,
but really, do you need to? If you darken the room and you pull them from the background, like, is it really going
to... dropping it off to nothing, then no, you don't. I mean, because I bought a black and a white one thinking, oh, yeah, like, I won't always want to use the white paper, so I'll buy a white cotton one. That one gets used never.
Yeah, I wouldn't think I would have a use for that.
Yeah. I again, also because I didn't bother ironing it.
Right. And that's what I want to not do. I don't want to iron it. That's what I'm saying.
But just once.
Here.
You only have to do it once. Okay. Like, and then store it properly. And then if you store it properly, it's okay. But when it comes all, you know, it's been sitting in that square package for, you right. know, 8 years before it ships to you, it's going to be creased.
Mm-hmm.
And like it's going to be not in a good way, you know. So like if it's all long creases, that's fine because you don't necessarily have to pull it out. You can leave it kind of wavy, whatever you want to do. But yeah, that point is go ahead, get the black one. It comes in handy, especially when like for you have a pretty small room that you shoot in.
Yeah,
you want a black if you want to drop. If you like, as we'll see in my challenge photo later, I have a black background this week by coincidence. It's not a black background. It just happens to drop off.
Right.
I couldn't be bothered setting it up this week. But there are times when you need it, like when the certain lighting situations where you want to do a nice soft light and you can't drop that background off unless it's black.
Right.
Do it. Get one.
Okay.
Don't hesitate.
Okay. I'll try to click through the Two Hoser site.
Yeah.
Or I might not.
All right. You live your life, buddy. All right, what's going on? I'll tell you what's going on.
Okay.
Got some feedback. Apparently, episode 301 was just a complete bust. Yeah. I got word from Joe.
Joe said it sucks.
He said, and I quote, "You suck."
Okay.
And he's pretty eloquent, Joe. I don't know what your problem is. But no, I agree. I blame you, though.
Okay. All right.
No, in all honesty, as I told Joe, might have been misnamed. The show might have been misnamed. I think he was expecting us to talk about how we do manage all of our different cards, like in life, and then versus just on the vacation and the safety aspect and all that. So,
Joe.
Well, I named it. I mean, you phoned it in, but I misnamed it. So we'll call that.
Didn't
a coin
we do
test.
One that was called card management?
I think so. Oh, I don't think it was called that, but. Workflow, maybe?
Yeah, maybe.
I think we may have covered it, but...
I blame you on just a terrible topic.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Okay. So far, 299 to 2. So, okay. Anyways, I
came up with a topic idea we talked about off the air, so 3. Let's count that as 3.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll talk about Game of Thrones another time.
Okay.
But out of spite, I'm going to completely misname this week's show just to be a jerk.
Okay. So, what is the name of this week's show?
Housekeeping.
No. Okay.
Is
great.
That a thing?
Yeah.
I like chips.
Okay.
That's what it's going to be called. How do I sound, buddy?
Crystal clear.
It's good, right?
Yeah.
Bought a new preamp.
Okay. I couldn't tell at all.
Yeah. Well, no, that's because Skype doesn't help. They don't. Skype doesn't like us anyways.
Right.
So hopefully to the listener, I sound much more full.
Full-bodied.
That's what I'm going for. It's a long story. The preamp I was using was not enough, and so I ordered... That's the thing I ordered last weekend. Should have been here before last week's show and then didn't.
Oh, that's what really wrecked last week's show.
Yeah, right, Joe. That's what the problem was.
A little bit of preamp downer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, this week is the good week. We're going to put an asterisk besides this week.
Yeah,
for
yeah.
If you're going to listen to one episode, Joe, make it this one.
302 is a winner. The other news, I saw the trailer a couple weeks ago. It's not out yet for the movie I worked on, the Ferrari movie.
Okay.
The 24-Hour War.
Yeah.
The trailer looks cool.
Yeah. Is the movie actually out yet?
No, the trailer comes out first.
But I think they've showed screenings of the movie. That's why.
Oh, they've done that. Yeah. They've done that.
When does it actually come out, the movie?
Late October.
Okay, so soon.
Early
it's
November.
Soon.
We're gonna have.
Do you get a photo or not a photo credit? Do you get a credit on this movie?
Probably. I don't
All
know.
Right.
I never ask. I don't care. I don't know. If okay. Yeah. Who like
maybe?
Well, no. I mean, generally, like those kind of credits that you get generally are to impress chicks,
right?
And so, you know, I'm all set, and or to get more
check
work.
That box.
Yeah. No, I'm pretty impressive, and or to get more work. And so, like, you want to get more work, and you say, "Oh yeah, I worked on 24-Hour War," and so who would lie about that? Yeah. You know? And so, like, if I say that, they're going to go, oh, yeah, okay, great. Like, if you say, oh, yeah, I was second camera on The Sopranos, mm-hmm. they're going to want to see your name in lights.
Mm-hmm.
But, gotcha. So I'm sure, like the guys, like, tell you what, well, I'll ask Nate. We're going to have Nate on the show when the show, when the movie comes out. We're going to interview Nate and talk about a little bit about that.
What would you foresee if you were to get a credit? Would it be? What would it say?
Cameraman, I suppose.
Okay.
Yeah. I guess.
Sweet. Yeah, sweet.
I guess. I don't know. That's what I was doing. I was shooting.
All right. All right.
The cool thing, the trailer looks awesome, and it should be out any day now. Like, hopefully by the time this airs, and we'll put a link to it. I'll tweet it and whatnot and share it. But a couple of my shots are in the trailer, so I know they're in, hopefully that means they're in the movie.
You know what I thought was interesting. I was listening to the Adam Carolla show probably. Well, I listen to it regularly, but I want to say it was maybe a week and a half ago, 2 weeks tops.
Mm-hmm.
And they were had just basically done like a premiere somewhere in LA, and so they had the crew that was, you know, the normal collection of characters that are on the Carolla show, sort of chiming in about what they liked or thought about the movie, because it was the first time for a lot of them seeing. And I think they had the producer Gary, who's been on our show before, mm-hmm. sort of give his first impression. Did you hear any of that?
I think so. Yeah, probably.
So he basically commented on how cool some of the video shots were, especially he commented on when you're, or not you personally, but when the shots were done of Enzo Ferrari in the Ferrari factory.
Mm-hmm.
And just, you know, how cool the car looked that was in behind him. Again, all footage I haven't seen of in behind Enzo Ferrari. There's just, you know, a slightly out of focus Ferrari in behind him. And he was just saying how cool he thought the video work looked. And I thought, mm-hmm. I wonder, you know, what you had to do with that shot, or if that's all the director. If it's all the director, or who decides on, you know, the actual look of the shot, or are you just shooting? Because I thought, oh, I in my mind I was like, I bet Al had something to do with that.
I had a little bit in terms of the whole DOP and setting up the shot. There is a guy who does that, and so I'm running second camera. He's got the main camera. He shoots the wide shot. I shoot the close up. But the shot in question, yes, that is mine, with a tight shot of Mr. Ferrari with the out of focus Ferrari in the background.
Hmm, cool.
So, yeah, weird.
You got no credit for it though.
You know, I didn't bump the camera, so it stayed still the whole time. It worked out. Exposure is proper.
All right.
He's in focus. It's good. Yeah, I'll get credit. Anyway, we'll share that. Hey, do you have a Samsung phone?
No.
Okay, just checking.
Is that what does that mean?
They're all on fire, is what I hear.
Oh, great.
Yeah, not a lot on airplanes. But you know that the airlines have bought fireproof bags to keep on their airplane in case one of them catches fire midair. They can throw it into a fireproof bag.
Wow.
That's where we are in life. That's where it is.
Hmm.
Fireproof bag.
Great.
All right. One more just completely random question before we move on.
Okay.
Do you own a cordless drill?
Yes.
For how long? How long have you owned one for?
A long time.
Really? And you never told me.
Never came up.
Never. It should have come up. I have never owned a cordless drill until 5 days ago.
I've never had a corded drill. Let's put it that way.
Yeah. Okay. I grew up with a corded drill. Like I grew up like my dad. I think my dad probably still doesn't have a cordless drill.
Really?
Yeah. He was a hardcore kind of guy. A lot of tools. Like I grew up around tools. And, you know, so I can use all, you name it, I can use it. A router table, bandsaw, table saw.
I'm not naming anything. You're
no,
naming
I'm naming
things.
Them, but you go ahead and name it. You know, I know my way around. I can. Oh, no, don't get too technical, please. What kind of, like a claw hammer? No, forget it.
No,
too
just
dangerous.
Standard.
Lathe, I can use a lathe that doesn't, it does, it, like a... I know my way around, but my dad never had a cordless drill, and then I never bothered. I never needed one. Like, kind of, I can use it. Bought one the other day.
Okay.
Do not know how I lived my life without one.
Yeah, they're good. But like I say, I don't have a lot of hours on a corded drill, so all I know is a cordless drill.
Right, but corded, but not just for drilling. Drilling's awesome because I have a drill press, which I use for a lot of the drilling. But just in terms of
screwdriver.
I just walk around with it. I go to the mall with it. Hey, you guys need anything screwed in? I'm set here.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love this thing. It's fantastic.
Amazon?
No, didn't. Bought it in person.
Come on.
No, they had a sale here in person, and so it was cheaper to get it at the store.
Great. Way to sell it. Yeah. Good.
Yeah. I clicked through our site anyways at the register, and the tomb didn't care.
Right.
Want you move on down the line, guy. So there you go. All right. I heard there's some controversy in the Schwartz household.
Yes, there is.
Let's hear about it, man. Are you still married?
Yes, we're still married, but
counseling.
Yeah, maybe we'll see.
What happened?
I had to have a talk with my wife. Okay, so you tell me. This is probably the most egregious photo crime that's ever been committed to me personally. I know we had there was Amber Hughes had a whole bunch of her photos stolen on the internet a couple years back.
More than once.
I know that's bad. This is far worse.
Okay.
Okay. So we went to the pumpkin patch.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I did my standard, you know, take photos of the kids and whatever's going on at the pumpkin patch. And then, of course, you know, when I get home, this is a weekend where family's in town, so everyone's there. So I know I want to get these photos out to them.
When you say family in town, you have family staying with you.
Staying with us, my in-laws. Yeah. So, and I know they all want to kind of post photos, my in-laws included. They want to post photos for their friends. They're down from the interior of BC, and they want to, you know, basically post the photos of them at the pumpkin patch with the grandkids and whatnot. So I get home after.
But they don't want to listen to 302 episodes and take their own photos.
Right. That's not going to happen. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we've decided that that's really not going to happen.
Even on the long drive in from Moose Jaw?
Right. Yes. No, it's not going to happen. Okay. So I'm in charge of this. So of course I get home and after the pumpkin patch and I'm spending time upstairs on the computer and doing what I do and editing photos. And it's, you know, it's a day where it's cloudy and overcast and sun's coming in and out. So I snap a few photos. And then of course, when I get back, I have certain things that I like and I'm sure you do too. And I edit it just so I get it the way I want it. And I export all the photos to my wife. And that's kind of what I do. And I export, and she sends them to the grandparents and whatnot. So she does what she does and posts them on whatever social media. And then a few hours later, I'm just, you know, perusing Facebook. And then I see the photos. And for the most part, they're the photos that I recall. And then there's one photo that's completely different than the photo I took. It's the photo I took, except for it's been dramatically altered. And I looked at it and I'm looking at it going, I don't get it. I don't understand. So I go back up to my computer and I look at the photo on my computer. I'm like, nope, it's completely different. And so then I go back down and look at it again on my iPad. And I'm like, okay, well, I had detail in the clouds and there's a certain, you know, sort of exposure to people's faces and color temperature and everything is different on the photo. And so I said to my wife, I'm like, I don't understand what happened to the group photo that I took. It looks way different on yours. All the other photos look normal. Why does this one look so different? And her response was, oh yeah, I put it on Instagram and then I used a filter. I don't know what filter. I used a filter and then she cropped it and then she went from Instagram and posted back to Facebook and of course tagged me in the photos. So now I'm essentially credited for this picture that is in no way edited the way I initially edited it. And mm-hmm. I'm in a little bit of a tizzy at this point. And I feel like I've been taking pictures and editing for long enough that my wife kind of gets this. And I kind of threw my hands in the air and I said, why do I bother going upstairs and sitting at the computer editing them if you're going to turn around and pass them through a filter in Instagram? Like, what's the point, right? Are you as mad as I am about this?
I like it.
You like that my wife's trying to tick me off?
No,
you like
no. I like
she
her
didn't even understand
better.
That this would be a crime. You like it. It's irrelevant if you like her picture better.
You're not taking the bait. You're no fun, man. You stop being fun.
It's not that. It's just that there's an art to it. Like, and yes. Again, I think all photographers can relate to it.
Forget the art for a second. It is. Oh boy, I don't want to use the R word, but there's the sort of respect thing. Like, hey, I did this. This is you know this is what I do.
Yes.
So you go ahead. You want to filter everything out of your iPhone photos? Go ahead. Go crazy.
Exactly. You can turn that into whatever you like.
So what is it about, like, you don't like the fact that the clouds got, like, why did she want to blow the clouds
out?
Anyway?
I don't like that it's noticeably different. Right. I mean, I can turn it into whatever I want, too. I turned it into something that I exported to her for a reason, not because I thought it looked the way I wanted it to look, and now it doesn't look the way I wanted it to look. Everything else to me is irrelevant.
Yes.
And so we'll post both pictures. The one that she did, the cloud detail's gone.
Right.
So again, why bother me fiddling around in Photoshop to make sure that I have all the detail in the clouds if you're going to do that out? And then there's a weird kind of, I don't know, yellowy sort of tinge to everything in the skin tones of the, which is nothing like what the day looked like. So everyone's faces kind of have the color of a pumpkin now.
So this is like a pre-programmed happy lucky fun time filter.
I guess the grass doesn't look right. The pumpkins don't look right. Nothing looks right. And other than the fact that, that, you know, you get more light in what she did on people's faces. That's it. That's the
only
thing.
But you're wearing a Habs toque in both of them.
I am. That's okay. True. Yeah, I am. So
By the way, Habs toque, Ontario. That is the most Canadian sounding city.
Habs toque. Habs toque.
First of all, but I guarantee you, in down south, you don't know what a toque is.
Probably not.
American.
They call it
toque.
A beanie or something like that.
Beanie's worse. Toque. There's a queue in there, too.
But this photo was taken, actually. You see, I'm wearing my real camera, or I shouldn't say real camera, my professional camera. This was taken with the little point-and-shoot down low on a GorillaPod, because I'm not crazy enough to bring a tripod with me to the pumpkin patch.
Some people were.
Oh, I some people did. There's some pretty crazy camera gear at the pumpkin patch. But this was just put down low and then just, you know, standard run-in photo. And again, as a snapshot with that camera, I like it. It's by no means is this a Rembrandt, and I hate shooting up on angles like this. I don't like this as a group photo angle.
Sure.
So it's a better photo if shot more from eye level, but I prefer this angle versus way up high looking down for this kind of shot, because I like the perspective. It's kind of a pumpkin's perspective.
I prefer this angle to carrying a tripod.
That's it. That's exactly it. Yeah. So, I'm not big on asking the stranger to snap the photo.
Especially that guy behind you.
Yeah, that guy. But at least he's got a Canucks shirt on. So
not a Habs.
There's that. Yeah, he's not. He's not that. Mm-hmm. So, anyways, it's more about the principle of it. And her photo's cropped. It's not the crop exactly. A square crop is fine for this. It's that it's cropped unevenly that I don't like. And it looks just weird. Like, it's so off-putting in terms of the way it's cropped. So everything about it, the color, the crop, the fact that I wanted to save the clouds and the clouds are completely gone now. Like, I had a long discussion with her and she completely understood. I just can't believe that she even thought that this was a good idea. And then on top of it, I don't know how many other photos she's posted on Instagram, because I don't use Instagram, that are basically credited to me, that are butchers of what I actually did, right?
Did she come into the computer room and you just grab her and rub her nose against the screen? Bad girl.
I wanted to.
Wow.
So anyways, I think she's crystal clear on my, and she knew that I was going to get mad about this after. So I think she preemptively sent you an email, because I didn't mention this to you. You were already chambered. So she kind of pre-said, my husband is going to go off about something. So this is why you knew to ask about this
she
particular
incident.
She sent me a
text saying, hey, P.S., I put a filter on. And I knew right away. I said, "Yeah, that'll be my. If my wife even knew what Instagram was, she might do the same. But she has no. She has no clue what Instagram is.
Yeah.
So at least that I have that. I don't know what's worse, not knowing or go ahead doing it. All right. Well,
I prefer she didn't know.
Yeah. All right. Well, it won't happen again.
Yeah, I think so. I think so. I think she understood. Yeah. We'll find out. Exactly. I'm going to be now combing the Instagram world for looking for photos that I've taken.
Wonderful.
Yeah. So there you go. So how does that turn into a topic?
Well, we'll get to that. We're going to do photo challenge first.
Okay.
Photo challenge this week was shoot a series of photos. I cannot tell you how busy I've been. It has been insane here. Like every day I'm working because we're doing the yard, we're getting a landscaper come in, I have to do a bunch of work, blah, 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 bunch of boring stuff that you don't really care about. But it's been, and baseball playoffs, come on. Like I'm not going to, you know.
Yeah.
You know, miss that. Hey, Giants, really? Really? That's what you did? All right. Hey, here's a little novelty. When you got a 3-run lead in the ninth at home, throw strikes.
Yeah.
You don't nibble out of the strike zone because they're not going to chase. And then you get behind and you lose. That's on you, pitchers.
Okay. Yeah. And this is coming from your baseball coaching background.
Yeah. If this was my team, I
would have won.
No, we wouldn't have won, but I would have killed somebody after the game. Oh, there's a whole bunch of those people aren't coming back to the Giants next year.
Yeah.
Mark my words, next year you'll look and a bunch of those pitchers will be gone. And also, pretty sure Hunter Pence will be playing somewhere else.
Yeah, I'm happy for the Cubs, though.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, they deserve to win. Good for them. No, they did. They actually did deserve to win.
Yeah.
They deserved it. The Giants did not deserve to win. That's just fundamentally terrible. Terrible, terrible, terrible. And they know it. I'm not telling them anything they don't know. So, there's that. All right. Photo challenge. My point was, is I shot this like 2 hours before the show this week because I thought, oh, man, I'll have time at some point during the week. Like, certainly we'll do something as a family that I can shoot a series of photos of. And we didn't. So I've just been working all week. So I got my kid in the studio, and this is what the series became.
Okay.
I'll walk away. And your wife put a filter on it, oddly.
Yeah.
Just hacked into my computer and put a filter out. What are you doing?
She's everywhere. Yeah. She's everywhere. She's the filter master. I like this series. I don't like the glasses. I wish it was the exact same series without the glasses.
What don't you like about the glasses?
I just don't like all the crazy shadows that get cast when you have glasses like that, uh-huh. And then you do lighting. I don't like all the weird shadows behind the eyes. I find it very strangely distracting from this kind of thing. Not that you know what's going on. It's just I can't stop looking at all the shadows.
You don't know what's going on, probably. This is a weird lighting setup I've never used before and probably won't use again.
Okay. I like the very first one in the top left, mm-hmm. and then the rest of them I could do without.
Yeah, no, but the series, it was a series, was the
challenge. I know. And if we didn't get all those weird shadows behind the glasses, then it would be just fine. It's just all the shadows that I don't
didn't
like.
Need
but
the
I like
weird
the
shadows.
Background. Yeah, what's that?
Didn't need the weird shadows except for, so here's I'll explain what my thinking was. First of all, this was all hard light, and so that's why the background falls off. This is just in the my downstairs room there where the walls are that sort of maroon color that you've probably seen before in photos.
Yeah.
And it just falls off. Like the way I designed this, the lights were just to fall off. I tried something new. I thought, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take our idea, not our idea, but our technique we did before about the remember we did a fake ring light like a year ago or something?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
I thought, I'm going to do that again, except bigger ring. So okay. I'm going to kind of take all four of my lights and put them in like a square. So two up high, one camera left, one camera right. Two down low, one camera left, one camera right. So just kind of coming at all angles and just kind of be like a giant ring.
What are they mounted on?
I have four stands.
Okay.
So just, yeah. So you understand what I'm saying though?
Yeah. I know exactly. And you're just going to shoot through the middle.
Yeah. And they all kind of aim towards it. So they're not aiming at the backgrounds. They're kind of aiming at like, not a 90, but definitely not a 45. Like they're staying off the background and coming in, but they should kind of make that spotlight on your subject, and you know, kind of fill in all the shadows. But it doesn't really do that because I didn't take the time. I couldn't take the time to balance them all, like in terms of power,
right?
Because there's three different kinds of flashes. There's four flashes in total, two SP28s, another Nikon, which I forget the number, and my Canon. So they're all set to 1/32nd power,
right,
on full zoom, but each that doesn't
has
mean
a
the
different
same
output,
thing.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
So I didn't have time, obviously, with my son being not quite three, he was finished by this point.
So gotcha.
I couldn't adjust anything. Still would have had weird glasses shadows anyways.
It's pretty tough because they're not straight on, and he's turning his head, and so yeah. And yeah, it's tough sledding, that's for sure.
But I thought he'd have fun with the glasses. I was at a flea market like a couple weeks ago, buying some tools, and came across these glasses. The guy wanted, I think he wanted 50 cents for them. So I said, "You got it." So I picked them up, popped the lenses out, and the kids get like to play, dress up with them, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And thought, oh, yeah, he'll have a prop. That way we can do a series. He can change them around and do different things. And it's one of those things where the technique with a little bit refining might be a thing.
I think it would have been fine just without the glasses.
I don't like the shadows on his neck either.
Oh, okay. That, to me, I don't really – I don't have much of a problem with
a little fine-tuning – I'm sure we could kind of get rid of that, or at least make it look good. So in that respect, even then with the fine tuning with the glasses might not be an issue. However, not necessary. But I do kind of like the technique in terms of it's easy. It's pretty easy to set up, and you don't need the black background that you talked about.
Right.
And you could do this in your living room too. Like my room downstairs isn't tremendously huge.
So what are you shooting at here?
ISO 100 f/8.
Okay.
And 1/200, whatever the maxing speed
is.
F/8
though.
At an f/8 on the 70-200, and that just knocks the background right off.
Cool.
There
all
you
right
go.
I might have to try that.
Part of what I kind of like the idea of this sort of series of the different emotions. Like this is kind of oddly, when I thought about series, I was reminded about one of my, like when I was growing up, when I was a little bit older, one of my favorite articles I would read once a month. I actually read the articles in Playboy. I was the guy who read the articles.
Mm-hmm.
But they would always do an interview with like, Robert Downey Jr. or somebody, and they would have like a series. I think it was like three photos. Like these sort of kind of headshots. And I always really liked those because they were different kind of emotions and I loved them. So that's kind of what I was kind of going after a little bit.
So you're thinking about Playboy?
Constantly.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Back when they had the naked ladies, not now that they don't.
Okay.
So there's that. All right. Let's have a look at yours. More pumpkin patch.
Pumpkin patch.
Yeah. I like this though, because which camera is this?
That's the 6D.
It is the 6D, okay.
Yeah, I brought both cameras because I kind of thought, oh, maybe Sarah will have some fun with the little camera. And I thought it too, I might take a little bit of video, and I just love how that thing does video. So I did take a few video clips, and more just for my own fun, just to kind of see what it looked like after the fact. Like there's a little ride out to the pumpkin patch, tractor pulls a little cart out to the pumpkin patch, and a musician that kind of plays some music along the way. So I did a little mini video of that, and so I liked having the camera for that. It's just easy, and you get the wide angle of view versus I really just put the 6D in a little camera bag with the 50 mil on it, and so that was kind of my, all right, if we're going to snap a few photos of the family doing stuff, I'm going to snap it with that camera. And then I ended up using the small camera, the point and shoot, for the group shot that I took, just because I didn't really want to put my camera down in the close to the dirt and mud and grass on the small gorilla pod. I thought it would be better suited to do that with the point and shoot. I wasn't worried if some kid came by and knocked it over.
Right.
Yeah.
No, so, like the colors especially. Like there's not too, like they're vibrant, there's not too many, they're not a giant mix. We got blues and oranges.
Yeah.
A little bit of muted green, which is fine. That's pretty much how it looks. You don't want to overdo the green.
Well, I turned it down a little bit, the green.
Right. Not just that's a good choice.
Yeah, just to kind of make the orange pop a little bit more.
Yeah. So all in all, it doesn't look like film, but it doesn't look like digital either. Like it doesn't look like your typical digital snapshots. And so That's why if you'd said this was actually taken with your point and shoot, I was going to be very surprised and impressed.
Yeah. And they, and I definitely, you know, I notice a difference in the, for this kind of shot, just based on the few photos that I did take with the point and shoot. Mm-hmm. I clearly the 60, 50 mil combo beat it in this environment. So, yeah, when you get the cloud and you're trying to get the dynamic range and the clouds just so, and it's just better. Like nobody should, you know, mistake the fact that one of those little cameras is a replacement for a pro camera with a nice lens. It does a good job. Now, I'm happy with the point and shoot, and certainly the group shot is all I needed was just fine. But we happened across a couple of friends that were there happened to be at the pumpkin patch, and they had their camera and their, you know, and again, it was a sort of middle of the road SLR, but just with a kit lens, and the dad I was chatting with didn't really have a handle on what he was doing. And so at one point when they were nearby us in the patch, I just went over and I snapped one group shot of their family with the 50 mil. And basically when I got it home, I edited that and sent it off to them. And I was like, yeah, their group shot is better than our group shot. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You should feel inadequate, sir, in your own skills.
I did pass along the Two Hosers website, and because he said, oh man, I don't know what I'm doing with this camera. So one more potential listener.
Great.
Yeah.
Hello, new guy. No, good. It's great. And plus, it actually shows a sequence. Like mine is a series, yours is a series as well, but yours is actually a sequence as well, which is kind of like a movie thing where, you know, we see the story. We see exactly what's happening.
Yeah, and that's kind of what I had in mind when I went through the photos of what to use, because I had, you know, pictures with Sarah and with mom and the group, and I thought, well, it doesn't really fit. This is the, hey, I picked my pumpkin. Yeah. That's the story here.
And the story more so is your son using a plastic bag to carry his pumpkin.
That's what they give you at the pumpkin patch.
I don't think you have to take it.
Yeah, that's true.
Get to leave your bride in the parking lot?
At one point, I should have shown you I needed more to the sequence, but his bag ripped.
Good.
and the pumpkin fell, and
good.
I was like, oh, I should have included that too. Oh, by the way, this is using the comic book program. I almost put all the little captions in, and then I thought, no, it's kind of overdoing it.
Don't need it.
I was going to put little captions in, but I thought, yeah, but I was going to make them silly. And so I decided, no, this is a photography podcast. But then I thought some guy from Hungary would steal my
already
idea.
Done. Already yeah. done. Was it Hungary?
Yeah, I think it was in Hungary, yeah.
Yeah. Those Hungarians, man.
Yeah.
Well, the goulash, excellent. That's the sum total of Hungary.
Yeah.
Goulash and stealing ideas.
Yeah.
Hungary.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, I still, I'm going to have to talk to your son about the plastic bag thing. I might just hit him in the neck with a baseball and warn him. There you go, buddy. That's for, you don't even know why, that's for the plastic bag at the pumpkin patch. Put it on your shoulder. Get your Under Armour sweatshirt dirty. You'll be fine.
Yeah.
You'll be fine.
I'll pass it along.
Yeah, let him know. Yeah, Alan's not thrilled. Yeah. Topic this week, we're talking about it's the filters. We're going to talk digital filters for a minute.
Okay.
Because it's a thing. You know, do you know that it's a thing? You don't even know it's a thing.
I don't even know it's a thing. I don't think it's, is it a thing for photographers, or is it a thing for iPhone photographers?
Well, that's a good question. I don't know, because the my exposure to it is non-photographers.
And it has to be.
Generally young people, though. For the most part. I mean, I guess your wife is, you know, faking it, but...
Yeah, she's definitely faking it.
No, and see, my connection with the filters and the young people is through baseball, the guys I play with, and they use these filters.
Okay.
You know? And so, I don't really follow their stuff. I'm not sure how this works. I'm evidently... When you post on Instagram, it'll cross-post to Facebook, or you do it yourself, or something like that.
I think you decide when you want to do it, but she did that.
Right.
That's how I happened to cross this monstrosity.
So I see a lot of these things where people post, and then you see, and generally, what ends up happening is a couple of my buddies on the team who they are on the Instagram and they do follow the young guys, because they're much younger, like they're in their mid-20s themselves. And they are friends with them on the Instagram, and they generally show me the most egregious examples of filtering.
Mm-hmm.
And it's insane. I don't know what's going on. And they tell me that there's like a new filter comes out like every day, and it's got some kind of funky name. Like when the Olympics are out, it's an Olympic filter that'll put the Olympic rings over your nose or something like that.
Okay.
You think I'm joking? No, I'm not joking.
That's the sad part. That's why I'm laughing.
But then, see, here's what I didn't get for a long time, and I don't know if I cared, and so maybe that's why I didn't really know what it meant. But I would see hashtag no filter. Like people would post pictures on Facebook and it would say hashtag no filter.
Okay.
And for a long time, I didn't understand what they were getting at. And I guess
that's like no makeup. That's like when the wives post the pictures of themselves with no makeup. It's like, hey, I'm beautiful without the makeup.
Yeah, you're not.
Okay.
Was that a test?
Yeah.
Were you testing me?
Sure.
Yeah. Okay. No, I'm just kidding. They generally are. I'm okay with it. I guess that's a trend as well. What you're telling me?
Yeah, it is.
Okay. Anyway, so a lot of people are posting no filter. I guess there's been some backlash, or people want to know. I don't understand. I don't really know why you would post hashtag no filter.
Right.
Wouldn't that just be your picture?
Yeah. I think it's sort of a claim to my picture's so good it doesn't need a filter. I think that's just bringing attention to, hey, I did this without a filter. This looks good.
That's what I was thinking, which is kind of weird unto itself.
Yeah.
However, okay, so now digital filters. Yes or no? That's the big question.
I have to be a hard no. Like, I mean, you're not surprised by that response.
But
I've never used one.
Yes, you do.
When?
Well, you don't use preset filters. I mean, filters are – they're not filters. Digital filters aren't filters.
Okay.
Like, they're called filters.
I'm confused.
No, but they're called filters. I mean, a filter is the thing you put in front of your lens, like a polarizing filter you put in front of your lens.
Okay.
You know, whatever else, a quarter black pro mist you put in front of your lens.
Yes, I'm fine with those.
Yeah, I understand you're fine with those, as am I.
Okay.
But they kind of call like the digital equivalent of filters, which aren't, they're essentially a bunch of presets. Now, we could use them in Lightroom. Like there are filters they call filter packs, and I actually have a couple installed that I thought I would use. I never do. It's basically like film emulation or whatever, like Kodak. Put one out.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I don't ever use any of
them. No, I don't use that. But you do sort of your own filtering in like, you'll bring back the clouds.
But I don't think that's different to me. I think those are two very different things. One is just an editing process.
Right.
Versus some preset all-in-one, what you see is what you get. Like that's what people are doing. And that's the part I have a problem with is that it's kind of a cookie cutter approach.
But you don't have a problem with filters necessarily.
Well, again, it depends on what we're meaning by filter. If you're meaning editing the photo to have it be the way you like it, then I don't have a problem with that. What I do have a problem with is just this. All right, I'm going to use the old-timey film look, and I'm just going to click that. It's a one click. It applies all these changes. Some of them you might like, some of them you don't like, but that's what it is, and now direct post. Now, I don't have a problem with, let's say, you know, going to click on the black and white preset and then now going and dialing it in individually in terms of what I want that black and white to look like, changing the curves, you know, bringing up the reds or down the blues, and so sort of dialing it into what I like. That's kind of the difference between sort of the art of editing and essentially just like, hey, a one click iPhone user's version.
So you're a snob?
No, I'm not a snob. I like to think of it as I'm actually making the conscious decisions to dial it in the way I want. And if you're just going to one click a sepia or something, then you're not doing anything.
Oh, I'm not a fan of that either. And And it's the funny thing is like when I'll be taking photos, like for instance, the series of four I took in the single exposure of the picture.
Mm-hmm.
That's Alex. He's an Instagram guy, and he's not a filter guy, but he's the one who always shows me the other guys and their filters. And
okay.
More so their girlfriends, the guys' girlfriends who post them and include them and all that and their filters. And the girls seem to be way worse at it than the guys in my own personal experience.
Okay.
There's the selective focus one where it's kind of like it blurs the rest of the image. Like it sort of adds this weird kind of tilt shift depth of field to it.
Okay.
And so then the one, like you can be in focus. I remember one of the guys, we're lined up on the third baseline before the game. And then, so she had a picture of all the guys and she took it and just blurred everybody out but him, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Which is just weird. It just didn't look good and it was kind of strange. But in some of those filters, I kind of get, like, I understand them. I think you'd be better off going and actually learning how to take pictures. You'd be more fulfilled, more satisfied by doing it properly. And happier with the results. But I do understand that for someone to go and you know, learn to take pictures, it takes, 302 episodes to listen and, you know, a bunch of equipment. Whereas you can take something with your phone and have it look terrible, but you think you sort of like it, so move on with your life. I kind of get that.
Mm-hmm.
Disagree with it. It's not for me. It's definitely not for me. So I'm not going to be doing that anytime soon. I've kind of messed around with it like a long time ago. Pre-Instagram, there was something else, another program that I forget the name of it. But I kind of messed around just out of curiosity and thought, wow, that's cool that can be done. I will never, ever use this, ever.
Mm-hmm.
But I get it, you know. But so in that respect, like the new iPhone 7 has dual cameras that has a little fake bokeh setting, from what I understand.
Okay.
Because, you know, physically, it just can't, the sensor size and the focal length, you can't blur the background. So if you take pictures with your iPhone, everything's in focus.
Right.
For the most part. And so people wanted bokeh. So rather than learn how to take pictures with the DSLR or Micro Four Thirds or whatever, they have this little cheat thing that uses the two cameras and does some sort of software algorithm and fakes, from what I understand, pretty good job of faking a shallow depth of field.
Okay.
So I kind of get that. Although I would rather you just embrace the medium that you're shooting and say, all right, this is what I'm doing. Fine.
Yeah. That's the way I feel. Like, you know, there's nothing wrong with shooting photos on your phone.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, trying to turn it into something that it isn't, that's where I have a problem.
Okay.
And that's the whole thing with why I don't like these filters, period. It's like, all right, I get that I'm taking a photo on my phone, and it's not that good, but I can jazz it up and try to, you know, do some digital magic on it. Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what it is. And then to where the crossover gets blurry is where you take my wife, who knows all the things that go into the photos that I take, and then somehow thinks that she can make it better by applying one of these one-click filters. It's crossed over to someone very educated who understands all of this, who still thinks that's the way to go, that somehow these one clicks. And again, I'm looking at these photos on my screen side by side. I hate her photo.
Mm-hmm. Hers isn't even in the ballpark of the most egregious. That's what, like, you don't seem to have, I don't have a massive exposure to it, but the ones I have seen are just, I could think, what you doing? You know, I don't understand. Like, I purposely don't follow these guys because of it. There is one that you can basically take a picture and put, like, a dog nose and dog ears and whiskers on each of you.
Oh, I think my kids have done this.
I'm sure they have, but this is a guy on our team who is an adult, and he did that, you know, him and his girlfriend, obviously his girlfriend did it and posted it, and And I remember I happened to see it when I was sitting at the table, and his dad was at the table when Alex showed me. And his dad just laughed, went, "Oh boy, that sure is funny." I said, no, it's a, you should be sad for your son. Because this is terrible. Like, if my dad saw that, he would probably just punch me in the face. See, that's enough of that. Is there a filter for no blood? Hashtag no blood?
But for photographers to be doing this, I think the other thing, that, and we've talked about this in the past, and you have to be conscious of, is, you know, when you're posting photos on Facebook or Instagram or whatever, as a photographer, this is marketing as well, right?
Right.
And so that's even the bigger thing. It's like, I don't want credit for what my wife did to that photo.
I don't assume that photographers post filtered photos. Like digitally.
Exactly.
No, like preset. Like in terms of the your Instagram presets, they must not. They can't be a thing.
But I also don't know that someone who quickly looks at this photo knows that there's a filter. I didn't know at first. I just knew something was wrong. Something
I would
was
not
very
have known.
Wrong. Yeah, and so it just looks like a crappy photo now.
Right.
Like that's what I think. And I'm like, you realize that, you know, I get the job requests largely come from the photos that you post on Facebook and Instagram. So stop turning them into crap, because that affects job opportunities, right?
Yes.
So anyway, so that, there's one more reason, and this is kind of, you know, why if anybody, any of our listeners, you does this, stop doing it. I guarantee you're not making your photos better. You're just not. Unless your photos are crappy to begin with, and then maybe, I don't know.
Yeah. No, you're just distracting from how crappy they are. I think I there's a good chance that we are just, crotchety old men.
Dinosaurs, yeah.
Could be. I mean, I don't think we're wrong, but I think we're going to be in the overwhelming minority.
Really?
I think so. I mean, not amongst photographers. Amongst photographers, we're all going to be that sort of same principled, you know, over pretentious, whatever we are.
Yeah. I think my wife was on the right track as far as the crop goes, because the more I look at my photo, I hate that guy in the bottom right corner.
Yeah, no, you don't need that guy.
I liked the pumpkin in the front corner, though. That was the problem, is I liked that pumpkin. I didn't want to crop out that pumpkin.
Yeah, but a good 30 seconds of cloning. He cloned him out of there.
Yeah, I wasn't going to do that.
Clone stamp that guy.
If I didn't have like a triple chin in this photo, I probably would have.
That's a good point. But there are.
Can I clone that out? Can I clone that into a freaking chiseled jaw?
I'm sure there's a filter for that. I'm sure there's a make me look skinny filter.
I'm going to put that on. I'm reposting this.
No, there's got to be on Instagram.
I'm reposting this with a better filter.
A make me skinny filter.
Yeah. Or even like a Star Wars filter where everybody's holding a lightsaber or something.
Oh, I'm sure that exists.
It must.
Like when Star Wars came out, I'm sure, like they say, every day a new one comes out. Like I don't know how it works, but I guess there's marketing stuff tied in. And so you can do all that. I don't get it. I've seen some of the phones that do this built in.
Yeah.
Which I don't really understand. I don't need to do that. Fine. Not for me. Now the ones I will do from time to time, and again, these aren't presets, these are filters that I fake. Like specifically, not just editing to make a picture look better or whatever. I will fake a polarizer from time to time.
Okay.
In that I will try to deepen the blue in the skies.
Yeah, I do that as well.
Yeah. So in that respect, I do that. I will also fake a graduated filter, like a graduated polarizer, for example. So I can darken just part of the sky. So that's something I will do in Lightroom, but I don't spend too much time on that. So there you go.
Okay. All right. Well, my wife, seriously, has to give her head a shake. So I think that's the takeaway here. Yeah.
I don't know that we got to the bottom of why filters, like fake tilt shift. That's one. Fake tilt shift, the little mini people.
Right.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. We didn't get to the bottom of why people do it, why they like it. I think we just both agreed that they're wrong.
Okay.
All right.
We'd appreciate anybody else's feedback. If there are, hardcore photographers out there. So that you know, there's some in our audience that I think would be considered hardcore photographers or would consider themselves that regularly use some of these Instagram filters. Would love to hear from you and maybe why.
Are we talking like Instagram? You can't Instagram from your computer.
No, I think
kind of phone only.
Post your photos. Yeah, no, but I think like what my wife does with mine is I basically send her the JPEGs, mm-hmm. and then she takes those, and then because she just has Dropbox on her phone, I just Dropbox the photos to her, and then she posts them via Dropbox to Instagram. That's right. What happened in this situation. She didn't take it on her phone, obviously.
Right.
So, I mean, some people might choose to do that because they want their DSLR photos.
Right.
And if you have anything like you know, the 6D or 5D Mark IV, I think, has this wireless where you can just wirelessly export your photos even directly from your camera to your iPhone, then you could do it the same way. So if you want the good quality, that's, I think, what people would do.
Okay, so... That what we want to know then, if people take phone pictures with their iPhone and put a filter on, I don't really care.
I get that. Exactly.
Yeah, I don't need care to hear about that.
Yeah, I want to hear about people who do this with their good cameras or their SLR cameras.
Okay. Let us know.
And show us examples. If anybody, they can email it to us. They don't have to post it to Facebook.
Change our mind. Adam is saying change our mind.
Exactly. Prove me wrong here.
Yes. Vindicate his wife. Yeah. Do it. It'll be awesome. You'll get cookies. She'll bake you cookies.
Sure you will.
I mean, she's homeless now. So they won't be good cookies. You're a jerk.
All right.
Yeah. All right. Next week's challenge. Filter.
Do you have,
no, I'm just kidding.
Do you have one?
No, I was hoping you would finally have one.
I have one because, again, this was posed as an idea from my cousin. So I think we should do this because I don't know that we've ever done this.
Oh, can we save it for when we do it? We're not going to do that episode next week.
But can we, it's a good photo challenge, I think. No, you want to do it after the fact?
We'll try to tie it in with that topic.
Okay. All right. I'm out of ideas. You just tapped me out.
That was it.
What was it?
That was it. You had one idea that wasn't even your own and now you're done.
Someone's idea.
certainly, you're going to have something coming up.
Halloween.
Well, it's still 2 weeks out. 17 days from today.
I'm just peppering you with ideas.
Okay.
World Series?
World Series. That still won't happen before next week.
ALCS?
ALCS. I'm not going to watch the ALCS.
Oh,
the Blue Jays?
I have no idea.
The Blue Jays, that was the two sweeps. I don't like it when there's two sweeps. That's terrible. I like National. I'm a National League guy. Come on. National League's a much better game.
No, not at all.
So this week's challenge, designated hitter. That's hate it. Hate the DH. Can't stand it.
Love the DH. All right. Agree to disagree.
Yeah. Agree that you're wrong.
No, not at all.
Okay.
What?
Long lens? I don't know. Pick something.
Sure.
Oh, you'll just take anything at this point.
Long lens.
All right, long lens. So for me, that's going to be 200. 200 is the longest I have in the bag.
That's all I've got too, so 200.
There you go. For us...
So let's just call it 200.
The 200. Okay.
All right.
Done. All right, Adam, where can people find your stuff?
Unfiltered at adamschwartz.ca. That's what I'm changing, actually. I'm going to actually pick up that website, unfilteredadamschwartz.ca.
Roll your own.
It's just adamschwartz.ca, and what about your stuff?
You can find my stuff at alanattridge.com or the two of us at twohosers.com. We can find all the links, the photos, all the filters, everything that we just talked about. And that's it. Until next week, get out there and make better photos.